Some huge UFC news coming out last night. We are going to jump straight into it. Conor McGregor will fight Eddie Alvarez for the UFC lightweight title. The fight will happen on the 12th of November in Madison Square Garden in New York City. It will be Conor's first UFC fight at 155 pounds. Some people claiming he does not deserve the shot yet. None more than lightweight number one contender Khabib Nurmagomedov. But Conor has of course beaten Nate Diaz, albeit at 170 pounds. Nate is ranked 5th in the lightweight division. Also, Conor does have a lot of experience fighting at 155 pounds, as he was a Cage Warriors champion before entering the UFC. And there is no doubt that this is the fight that Eddie Alvarez wanted. It is the big money fight. It is red panty night tonight at the Alvarez household. Baby, we did it. Win or lose, Alvarez makes a lot more money than he does if he fought Khabib or anybody else in that lightweight division. So how is this fight going to go? We saw how Eddie knocked out Rafael Dos Anjos. He hurt them and kept the pressure on, leaving referee Herb Dean no choice but to stop the fight. He went for 2 takedowns early in that first round, which is very interesting, as we saw Chad Mendes was able to take Conor McGregor down when they last fought. But against Nate Diaz second time round, Conor's takedown defense looked very impressive, only being taken down once in that final round when both guys looked very tired and fatigued. The bookmakers in Las Vegas have Conor McGregor as the heavy favourite here, and I think the Irishman wins again, and here is why. I think this fight does not go to ground. Both fighters will want to stay on their feet. Eddie might go for the takedown, but Conor will be ready and expecting that. If this is going to be similar in style as to how Conor and Nate fought, with both guys standing and exchanging, I think that Conor McGregor will not be outboxed by Eddie Alvarez here. Both guys are around the same height, around 5'9". But most importantly, Conor McGregor has that 74-inch reach and a 5-inch reach advantage over Eddie Alvarez. We saw the power that Conor has, especially in that left hand when he scored those 3 knockdowns against Nate Diaz. Eddie's best chance to win this fight is to go to ground and take Conor McGregor down. The Count, Michael Bisping, believes that this is the worst fight stylistically for Conor McGregor. He thinks Eddie will be successful with the takedowns and beat Conor McGregor on the ground. I agree with him to a certain extent that Eddie is very dangerous with those takedowns. He has never been taken down himself in the UFC, but if this is his game plan, if it is this obvious, I'm sure that Team McGregor will be ready and will have a solution to it. Also, some big questions coming out about Conor McGregor's featherweight title, his 145-pound belt, which he beat Jose Aldo for, of course. Will he vacate it? Will he not? I think a lot of this depends on the outcome of his next fight with Eddie Alvarez. Should he lose, he surely goes back down to defend his belt. If he wins, does he stay at 155 pounds and then vacate the 145 belt? We'll have to wait and see, but one thing is for sure, he will not be vacating that 145 pound belt before he fights Eddie Alvarez, as he looks to become the first UFC fighter to hold both championship belts at the same time. You got to feel a little bit for Jose Aldo, as he is yet to be given the opportunity to redeem that devastating loss. And Aldo has said he will not fight again unless it is for a title. Personally, I would love to see him and Max Holloway get it on. I think that would make for a great, great matchup. And that is it, guys. UFC 205 stacked with no less than 3 title fights in Madison Square Garden. 12th of November, it's going to be one hell of a show. Headlined Conor McGregor and Eddie Alvarez for that 155-pound belt. That is it, guys. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.